Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ches, and we're learning today for the following individuals. I just received their Yahrzeit notices, and they're a little bit old, but we'll learn Lili Nishmosam, Molly Spitz. Her Yahrzeit was on February 13th. Sam Silverstein, his Yahrzeit was on February 17th. And Israel Friedman, Azriel Tzvi Ben Moshe, his Yahrzeit was on February 22nd. All the holy neshamas should have an aliyah from all learning. And we pick up the Gemara on Ches Amud Aleph, 11 line down from the top, Ches Amud Aleph, and we are finally going to get to the answer, very briefly, to the question that has plagued us. Why do we need a special pasuk or leha to teach us that you're not allowed to go and do yibam with achos ishto if she falls to you in yibam? Because where do we find that there was a hava mina to think that you could do so? Because where do we find that an aseh is docha elo sase sheyesh bo koris? And we've given answer after answer after answer, and all of them have been disproven. And now the Gemara finally says 11 lines on the top, ches omud aleph, ela. We need the word aleha in the following scenario. We're dealing here with the two brothers. We discussed this case at the end of yesterday's shir. You had Reuven and Shimon marrying two sisters, Rachel and Leah. So the two brothers married the two sisters. Now, Reuven is going to be the brother that dies, and his wife will fall to Shimon. Now, if it's a straightforward case, so then we said that this is achos ishto, and there would be no yibam. And we discussed yesterday why we couldn't just say this was a straightforward case. So today we're going to say the word aleha is needed for one specific scenario. Elo ki itzrich aleha is hecha dinasa meis, where Reuven, the brother that's going to die, first married one of the sisters. He married Rachel, and then umeis, and then Reuven died. Now, at this point in time, Shimon has not yet married Leah. And only after the death of Reuven, so Rachel has fallen in Yibam towards Shimon, and there would be no problem. It's not a chos ishto. But only after that, v'yachakach nosu chai, the live brother, the living brother, Shimon, only at that point in time marries Leah. And now Rachel, who is the Yevama to him, she had a zika to him, only now is it a problem of a chos ishto. And this is exactly analogous to what we had from Ula yesterday, where under certain situations, if both prohibitions weren't there at the same time, then it would be permissible. And that's why you would have said in this situation that when Reuven died, before Shimon, his brother, had married Reuven's wife's sister, again, Reuven married Rachel. Unfortunately, Reuven dies at that point in time. Rachel falls and is perfectly permissible in this situation via Yibam to Shimon. But then Shimon went and married after that Leah, Rachel's sister. And only now is it Achos Ishto. So one might have thought here in this situation when she was permissible for a while, hold Ishtarya, Ishtarya. And therefore it should be acceptable. Comes along the Pasuk Aleha to teach us that it's not acceptable. And that is finally our answer. Why do we need the words aleha in the pasuk? We said that they were extra. We need them to teach us this case. That is teretz number one, why we need the words aleha. Mar is now going to give us some other teretzim here. Not going to spend 3 days going through them. They're going to be boom, boom, boom. V'bayi same. Alternatively, we need the word aleha for the following reason. Asya behekesha midrabiona. Because if it wasn't for the fact that we had the word aleha, then we would have had a hekesh that was brought down from Rabiona. Others say the Amar Rabiona vitem Rabhuna braid Rabbi Yeshua. Either it was Rabiona or it was Rabhuna braid Rabbi Yeshua who said the following. The pasuk tells us, Amar Kra, ki kol asher yaseh mikol hatoy v'yuseyla v'nichwasu. If anybody does any of these arayas, then they will get kares. Now, Hukshu kol arayis kulin le'eshazach. All the arayis are together. They're all the same idea that you get karbis for them, including eshazach. Now, I would have said ma eshazach. However, sharia af kol arayis nami sharian. But eshazach is no different than the other arayis, and we find that eshazach is permitted for yibam. So therefore, I would have said that all the other arayis are also permitted b'mako mitzvah, and that's why I would have said that even though there's an I say over here of doing Yibam, and it's going to knock off a lo sase that is kares, nevertheless, just like Eishasach, is connected through the Hekish, call at Toivos Eila, any one of them, they all have the same din, the Nichusu, and yet Eish HaSach is allowed, so too all the other Arayis, even though under normal circumstances there would be an Isser of Kares, but here they're allowed because of the Makom Mitzvah of Yibam. Hukshu Kol Arayis, Kulon Eish HaSach. And therefore, Ma Eish HaSach Shayu, Av Kol Arayis, Nami Shayin. That's why I would have said it's permissible, Kos HaRachmon Olah. That's why we need the words Olah to tell me, no, it's not. And the only one that's permissible is Eish HaSach, but not all the others. So that is teretz number two, why we need Aleha. Now, Amalei Rav Acha mi Difti l'Ravina. Rav Acha from Difti questioned this, and he says to Ravina, Michte, kol arayos, ikol akshinu li'esh asach. However, ikol akshinu li'achus isha. Wait a second, why did you compare all the arayos together and say, let's compare them to esh asach, and therefore it should be permissible? Why didn't you compare it to achus ishto and say that it's not permissible? Again, why did you take all the arayos and compare them to the permissible yibum? Why not take all the arayos and compare it to the non-permissible yibum? Achos ishto. And that's his question. My chazis, why did you go and see and make the connection, the axis liachos isha, to go and say all the arayos should compare to achos isha, and as a result, all the arayos are forbidden, and that's what you need Allah to teach us. Instead, Akshinu, the Eshesach, go and compare them to Eshesach. So, all right, Achos Ishto is not allowed, but all the others are allowed, and compare them to Eshesach. So Mor says two possible answers that Ravina could give to Rav Acha mi Difti. Either, Iba Yisema, Lekula, Ulechumra, Lechumra Makshinon. You had a choice over here. You're going two directions. If you compare them to Achos Isha, so then it's going to go Lechumra. Or, if you compare them to Eish HaSach, then you go Lekula. So when you have a choice of comparing it Lekula or Lechumra, we go Lechumra. This is Din D'Araisa. This is a very heavy-duty Isserim of Karis over here. So when you're not sure which way to go, you go Lechumra. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, we boy is saying, Ha'cha Trei Surei. Ha'cha Trei Surei. When you're comparing all the Arayos to Achos Ishto, in that situation, there's a double whammy. There's the Achos Ishto, as well as Eish HaSach. And all the other arayas, you have whatever issa they are, the chamoso, the aim chamoso, etc., all the 15 arayas that we discuss. So they all have their base araya plus Eish HaSach. But Eish HaSach is just Eish HaSach. So therefore, by all the other arayas, comparing them to Achos Ishto, each of them has a double whammy. However, utrei mitrei yafinan, it makes sense that you can compare those that have two whammies to those that have two whammies. You compare all the other arayas, which have both Eish HaSach as well as their own individual araya, to Achos Ishto, which has Achos Ishto as well as Eish HaSach, as opposed to don't compare it to something that has only one. So, Trei Mitrei Yafinan, Avohacha Chodem Yisura, Utrei Mitrei Lo Yafinan. But when dealing with Eish HaSach alone, so it's just Eish HaSach, there is no other Erva over here. And therefore, in that situation, it doesn't make sense to compare all the arayas to that when they have two, and this only has one. So if you have a choice of comparing a two to a two versus a two to a one, so that's the second teretz of Ravina, compare the two to the two. Compare all the other arayas to Achos Ishto, and that's why it's aser, rather than comparing to Eish HaSach, and it would be permissible. That's teretz number two, why we need Aleha. Now we have teretz number three. Rav Omar, the reasoning is as follows. Ervo lo tzricha kra. We've been working it totally wrong. Rava's totally different answer. The bottom line is, Rava says, that the actual Erva herself, these 15 arayis that we're talking about, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that there's no Yibam with them. Because in Aseh, Docha Lo Saseh Sheesh Bukharis. He disagrees with the entire principle that in Aseh could be Docha Lo Saseh Sheesh Bukharis, and that's why you need Olel. He says, no. The actual din is that in Aseh is not Docha Lo Saseh if it has Kares. And therefore, using Olel to tell me that you normally would have said that it is Dochet, and that's why you need Olel to tell me it's not Dochet, is not needed, because it's not Dochet. So then what do you need the word Olel for? Ki etzuchkra, you need the word Olel lemeisar tzara. The word Olel is to tell me that the tzara is also Osir. The Erva herself, the 15 women, no doubt that they can't have Yibam. But the tzara, why shouldn't the tzara? There's no Isser of Erva on the tzara. It's only because she's a tzara to an Erva. So they need the pasuk Olel to tell me, I might have thought that the Aseh is Docha the Lo Saseh over here. That's why you need Olel to tell me, no, that it's not. The Erva Lo Tzricha Kra, more questions. This is the Erva doesn't need a Kra. But we learned in the Brice, we had it on Dav Gimel. The Brice has said, Votanya, Ein Li Elohi. I would have only known that Achos Ishto is Osir. I need the word Olel to teach me then Achos Ishto is Asur. The Erva herself is Asur, not the Tzara. So Rabbi would say, no, Mishum Tzarasa. The Erva we know. Again, Erva, Lo Tzricha Kra. The Erva doesn't need a Pasuk. Or as the Bach says, Rav Omar, Erva Gufa Lo Tzricha Kra. That the Erva herself doesn't need a Kra. And again, Rabbi says, Mishum Tzarasa, that's what you need the Pasuk for. That's what you need Allah for. Again, keep on reading that Braisa. It seemed to say otherwise. Vaktani, Ainli Elohein. I learned out from the words in that Pasuk that the Arayas, the other Arayas, they are Aser. But where do we know that the Tzara is also Aser? So we needed the word Olah to teach me Hain, all the other Arayas. So Gemara says, no, again, Rava would respond, Mishum Tzaroseim. The Ervos themselves do not need a Pasuk, and it's only the Tzara of the Achos Ishto, as well as the Tzara of the other Arayas, that's what you need the Pasuk Aleha for. But you don't need it for anything about the Arayas themselves. Gemara is still not happy, and the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll show you that it's still not true from the following Braisa. Rebbe Omer, the Braisa teaches us that Rebbe sought us for the following Pasuk. We had this Pasuk already several times. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. I'll read the whole Pasuk. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. When the two brothers are alive at the same time. And only then, if one of them dies. Uvein Ein Lo. He dies childless. Losia Eishe Samei Sachutza. His Nebuch widow can't go and marry out to the market. She's not free to go marry anybody else. Liish Zar. To go and marry somebody in the market. Ella Yavoma Yavola. She's supposed to have marriage with one of her husband, the Nebuch died, one of his brothers, and it says, Ulekacha, it doesn't say Vilakach, it says Ulekacha, with an extra hey at the end, Lo Leisha, V'yibma, it doesn't say V'yaveim, it says V'yibma. So we have the word Lekacha instead of Vilakach, and we have the word V'yibma instead of V'yaveim. And that's what Rebbe's going to darshan. He says, the Pasuk specifically says not Vilakach, it says Ulekacha. And the Pasuk doesn't say V'yaveim, it says V'yibma. So what does this come to teach us? Letzar tzaros, their arayas. So Rebbe seems to say, you need these drushos over here to teach me that the arayas are also. They can't tell me that arayas, erva gufalo tzricha kra, they need a pasuk. And you need part of the pasuk to tell me the arayas, and you need the other part of the pasuk to tell me that the tzaros. So kashan rava. So how would Rebbe respond to this? Ema, Rebbe would say, you're reading Rebbe wrong. Don't say Rebbe said, L'kach, l'kach, v'yabem, v'yabma, lesar tzoros v'arayas. It's lesar tzoros shel arayas. The arayas themselves don't need a pasuk. Erva gufa lo tzricha kra. You need to tell me the tzoros, and that's learned out from the extra hay in l'kach, the extra hay in v'yabma. Now, go on questions. Why do you need it twice? Why do you need two? Just tell me one. Isn't it that one of them is telling me the erva and the other one is telling me the tzara? My lav chad the erva v'chad the tzara. And back to our original question on Rava. Rava says, no, that's not correct. Edi v'edi l'tzara. They're both teaching me l'kacha instead of l'kach and v'yibma instead of yabeim. Both are needed. They're both teaching me about the tzara. And here we have interesting. One is teaching me a positive thing about the tzara. One is teaching me a negative thing about the tzara. Edi v'latzara. Chad, one of them is l'meisar tzara, b'mkol mitzvah. One of them is telling me that you can't go and do the mitzvah of yibum. If you can't do the mitzvah on the erva, if there's no mitzvah on the erva, then there's no mitzvah on the tzara as well. L'meisar, to be osur the tzara, b'mkol mitzvah. So in the case of yibum, you have the first wife of Reuven is the erva. The second wife of Reuven is just the tzara. She's not an erva. If you can't have yibum done with the erva, then you can't have yibum done with the tzara. Chad lemesar tzara b'mako mitzvah. The second one, the chad, is actually to permit lemishrei tzara shelo b'mako mitzvah. The second one is to tell me that if it's not in the setting of a mitzvah, then you're allowed to go and marry the tzara of the woman that's forbidden to you. For example, somebody's erva went and married somebody else. A guy's daughter went and married Yankel out in the community. Very good, mazel tov. And Yankel has another wife, the tzara of the guy's daughter. Now, Nebuch Yankel passes away. So of course, the two women, there's no Yibam over here, so the two women, one of them Reuven's daughter, and the other is some other woman, unrelated to Reuven. So both of them are now free women. So is Reuven allowed to marry the former tzara of his daughter? And that is yes, because here it's not the Mokum Mitzvah, there is no Mitzvah of Yibam. So great, of course he can't marry his daughter, but why can't he marry the Tzara of his daughter. And that's perfectly permissible. Now, why? My taima. Because the word v'yabeim is telling me only in the setting of yibum. The yibma, it tells me the extra, hey, b'malkum yibum, that's who that sirat sara. But shalom b'malkum yibum, shalom b'malkum mitzvah, shari yitzara. Ah, so that's how Rabbi would explain what Rebbe's teaching us by the double psukim over here, lokach, in that used, lakocha is, yibim is not used, the yibma is, teaching me two dinim. One to tell me that sometimes the tzara is aser, and sometimes the tzara is mutter. The tzara is aser b'malkum mitzvah, somewhat of a paradox. And the tzara's mutter shalom b'makom mitzvah. Ah, that's Rav's teretz. And the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Ashi, Mastisa Nami Daika. If you really read our Mishnah carefully, you see that Rav's teretz is correct. You can see a diak to Rav's teretz on Mishnah. What is that? Tiktani, because it said in our Mishnah, very first Mishnah in the Masechta, that Beis Amar Aleph. Chamesh Esrei Noshim, what did it say about those 15 women? Potros Saroseyan. It says that they do not allow their tzaros to go and get married in the setting of Yibum if they themselves can't get married in the setting of Yibum. So the Erva can't have Yibum, so therefore the tzara can't have Yibum. Now, it didn't say anything other than potros tzorotzein. The ilu pituros upotros lokitani. It doesn't say that they themselves are pituros, and in addition, they cause the tzaros to be pteros, because you don't need to tell me that they themselves are pteros, because as Rava says, erva gufa lo tzricha kra. So that's why our Mishnah says, of course those ones are osur, but it needs to tell me that potros saroseyan, and that's why the lush of the Mishnah is that these 15 women, you don't have to tell me that they're osur. Of course they're osur to do yibum with, because they're Arabs, and you don't have an essay, docha lo sasei sheish bukaris. And that's why the Mishnah only says potros saroseyan, but you don't tell me that they themselves are pituros. A perfect diuk to Rava. So we have three terutzim, why we need the word olea. Took us a long time to get here, but now we can go weiter. Now the Gemara says, umayishna erva de lo tzricha kra. That statement that Rava said, the erva doesn't need a pasuk. Why is that? Because we said, the enasei docha, lo sasei sheish b'karis. Because Rava holds that enasei can't be docha, a lo sasei if it has karis to it. So the Gemara says, so based upon that, so tzarinami loti baikwa, then why do you need a pasuk for the tzara as well? After all, mishum de'en ase docha lo sase sheish b'karis. That's also an issur of karis in this situation, so why should you need a pasuk for the tzara? If you don't need a pasuk for the erva, you also should not need a pasuk for the tzara. Now this requires a little bit of understanding, and you can see this in the Rashi, dira masal tzarinami loti baye, because they don't need the word loti baye olea. The word olea is not necessary. Lo tiboy olea krol darsha. Why? Because the enasei docha lo sasei sheish b'karis. Because we have another pasuk, the siv litzrar. We had the words in that pasuk earlier where it said litzrar. V'yishal achosa lo sikach litzrar legalos evrasa oleha b'chaya. You don't need the word olea because you have the word litzrar. The mashma lo achos isha v'lo tzarasa. That's how we darshan. Both them are not allowed. And it says at the end, with regard to all the arayis, they'll all be getting karis. So therefore, based upon the fact that you tell me that the erva gufa lo tzricha kra, so too the tzara lo tzricha kra of aleha, because we have a previous pasuk to teach it to us. Gemara says, taka, that's a good drasha. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha bar Bivimar, Ravina, Rav Acha, who was the son of Bivimar, Bivimar was one name, and he said to Ravina, this is what Rava really said. Hachi kamrina mishvei the Rava. Rava is to be understood in the following way. Tzara nami lo itzricha kra. You're right. The erva gufa lo tzricha kra. And the tzara nami lo itzricha kra. So then what in the world are we doing with the word olea? We just explained that Rava, according to Rava, the word olea is to teach us the tzara. So Gemara says, no, ki itzricha kra. We need the word olea. And we turn to ches omid beis. The reason for it is, the Mishrei Tzara Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. That was the drasha that we just brought down to tell me that under certain situations the Tzara is Aser, under certain situations the Tzara is Mutter. When it's B'Makom Mitzvah, the Tzara is Aser. But when it's not B'Makom Mitzvah, we said the Tzara is Mutter. My Taima, that's why you have the word Aleha. Amakra Aleha, the word Aleha is telling me only B'Makom Aleha Hudyasira. When you have Yibum involved, the word olea implies that you have yibum involved, so then the tzara is asura. B'mokum olea hu di asira. However, shelo b'mokum olea, when you're not dealing with yibum, it's a situation, just Stam, the two women went off and married Yankel, and one of them happens to be Reuven's daughter, the other one's unrelated, so then, if Nebuch, Yankel dies, so then Reuven is allowed to marry the Tzara in that situation. It's not B'malkum Yibum, and the fact that she was once a Tzara to his daughter, or to one of the other Arayis, is irrelevant. Shalom B'malkum Olea, when it's not in the setting of Yibum, the Tzara is permitted. That's what you need Olea for to Rava. Again, the Gemara is still not happy. Amalei Rami Barcham Amalei Rava. Rami Barcham says to Rava, Ema Erva Gufei Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah Tishtrei. But wait a second. Instead of saying what most of us would have thought was the obvious situation, that the Erva is certainly going to be prohibited Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah, Rami Barcham is actually suggesting a somewhat difficult to understand idea or suggestion. He's saying that the Erva should be allowed Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah Tishtrei. Now, we'll have to go further in the Gemara to understand what in the world he's saying. Why would you think that an erva should be permissible if it's not the Malkum Mitzvah? So Rava knows what Rabbi Yochum is saying, and he says as follows. So Lav Kabel Chomer, he says to Kabel Chomer, why the erva shouldn't be allowed. If the Malkum Mitzvah Asira, certainly Shalom B'Malkum Mitzvah, how would you possibly say that Sharia? Could you think for a second that it should be permitted? Again, Rava is exactly what all of us would have thought. The erva is not allowed even B'Malkum Mitzvah, so certainly if it's not B'Malkum Mitzvah, the erva shouldn't be allowed. So what in the world are you talking about, Rabbi Yochum? So Rami Racham says, very smart. Amalei, Rami Racham says to Rava, I'll show you that I'm right from Tzara. Tzara Tochiach. Because we just pointed out, the Tzara, the B'malkum Mitzvah is Asira. Only in the setting of a Mitzvah is a Tzara Asira. And yet, Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah Sharia is allowed. So too, maybe, the Erva, only B'malkum Mitzvah is Asira. And then, Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah is actually allowed. Maybe that's a perfectly valid way to look at it, Rami Racham says. But Amalei, Rava says, absolutely not. Alecha Amar Kra B'chaya. Exactly because of this incorrect thinking, because of your thinking here, the Pasuk knew people could think that. It's an interesting Kal V'chomer that you brought forward. And he says that's why it says B'chaya. B'chaya is found, again, with the two sisters. You're not allowed to go and marry your wife's sister while your wife is still alive. Rahman al-Islam, if somebody's wife were to pass away, then this is the only araya we pointed out, this is the only erva we pointed out that doesn't continue after the death of the person who was the erva. So Rahman al-Islam, somebody's wife passes away, at that point in time, the previously forbidden sister now becomes permitted because it's b'chayah, kol sheh b'chayah. Only while there is a lot, while they're both alive, does this prohibition take effect. So therefore, that's what Rava tells Rami Rahama. That's why you're wrong, because this is around all the time that the wife is alive, and you can't tell me Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah Shaya. Rabbi Yochum says, Ha B'chaya, no, the word B'chaya, I need for something else. M'boile Lemute Liachamisa. No, I need that to tell me the Beis Din, that after death, even that erva goes off totally. So, you can't tell me that it's coming to teach me that even Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah, it certainly should be prohibited. No, maybe Shalom B'malkum Mitzvah Shaya. So again, Rava says that's incorrect. I learned that out. Hai me the isha el achosa nafka. I learned out that you're not only go and take achos ishto from the words. It says isha el achosa. The extra words el achosa, that comes to teach me that it's only while she's alive, and I don't need b'chayev to tell me while she's alive, and therefore I can use this to tell me that certainly shalom b'malkum mitzvah. Nobody would have a habamina to say that the erva is allowed. And that's why Rami Bachama, you're wrong. Rami Bachama is not giving up so fast. Again, his sheet is very hard to understand. But Rami Bachama says, no. If you just have what you're saying, Rava the Pasuk, Imivi Shalach Osa, to tell me that it's only during the lifetime that they're prohibited, but after death they're allowed, the one who's alive is then allowed to go and marry her now dead sister's husband. So if that was the case, Havamina would have said, the same thing should apply, Nisgarsha. If they're divorced, it also should apply. Why only death? Nisgarsha should be Shari as well. That's why I need Tamalomar B'chaya. I need the word B'chaya to teach me that it's only B'chaya. It's not when they're not married, but if they're alive, like divorce. But it's only in death are they allowed to then have this erva go away, and Achos Ishto is allowed to be married. It's nothing to do with divorce. Not that they're physically married still. It has to do whether they're alive or not. And that's what you need B'chaya for. The Avogad the Diskarsha, because in the case of Gerushin, they're no longer married. You're still nevertheless, if a man divorces one sister, he's not allowed to go marry the other sister. So even though they're no longer married, this erva still takes effect. It's only Rahman al-San. If she dies, then you're allowed to go and marry the sister. The Apple God of the Niskarisha alone, Gerishin alone won't do the trick. So Rabbi Rahman is still in the game. He seems to be saying that maybe his somewhat crazy Kavachomer is in fact right. Maybe the Surim only apply b'makom yibum, b'makom mitzvah. But paradoxically, when it's not b'makom mitzvah, sharia. So Gemara says, no, that is wrong. El Amar Rav Huna bar Tachlifa mishmei the Rava. So Rav Huna bar Tachlifa would answer Rami Rachama's charge against Rava in the following way. And he says, Trei Kroi Ksivit. You have two psukim over here. What are the two psukim? Ksivit, one pasuk says, Isho alachosolu sikach litzrar. That pasuk is written in the plural form litzrar. And that teaches me that the sister and the tzara of the sister are both not falling in Yibam because of achos ishto. If, in our case, Reuven passes away, he married one sister, and then there's another co-wife, a tzara, so then they both fall to the brother who's married to the sister of one of the wives. So then in that situation, we don't allow the marriage to go through Yibam either with the sister or with the tzara. That's because it's written in the plural. That implies the erva and the tzara. And then the other pasuk usiv, legalos erva saw the chadam ashma. Here we're talking about that you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister because you're only allowed to marry one sister. You can't marry the other sister as well. That's in the singular form, legalos erva saw. So therefore, how do we have one pasuk seeming to say plural and one pasuk seeming to say singular? Okay, it's not. That's exactly it. B'makom mitzvah shtei masaros. You need the plural form to tell me b'makom mitzvah. In the case of Yibam, both of them are forbidden. But shelo b'makom mitzvah, nevertheless, he asura. It's a rasa muteris. In that situation, the woman who is your wife's sister still remains asura, but since it's not b'makom mitzvah, the tzara in that situation is permitted, like Rava had said before. Whereas still isn't happy. He says, maybe eifachana. Maybe flip it around and say, b'makom mitzvah, he asura, b'tzarasa muteris. Maybe in the case of the mitzvah, the erva's forbidden, but the woman, where it's a mitzvah, the tzara should be allowed. And when it's not a mitzvah, shalom b'makom mitzvah, then maybe both of them are asur, shtei masuros. That's a pretty logical way of looking at it. But then the Gemara says, then what will we do with the word alel? Imkein, lo yomar alel. The word alel would be unnecessary. And since there's no such thing as an unnecessary word in the Torah, we darshan it the preferred first way. Again, bottom line is, Rava says, we don't find an essay's docha losa se sheyesh bo karis. And that's not why we need alel. But we need alel to teach me that in a situation where it's b'makom mitzvah, the erva and the tzara are asur. But if it's not b'makom mitzvah, the erva is always asur. Not like what Rabbi Bahama said, the erva is always asur, but the tzara is permissible. That was teretz number 3. Amalei Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi questions this further still to Rav Kahana. Mimai dahay olel li sura. You're telling me over here that the word olel is coming to prohibit something. It's to tell us that the tzara cannot go and get married. Maybe dilma latera. Why don't we say the word olel is actually coming to be mat to something? And this is what the Torah is telling us. Yishu alachos alutichat litzror. When you're not allowed to go and take this woman, in addition to the sister, to be a tzara. Maybe lo he, the lo tzarasa. Both she and the tzara are not allowed to go and have yibam done with them. Shelo bimkom olel. But maybe, let's darsh it, it's only if it's not yibam. Olel stands for yibam. So if it's not a situation of yibam, then if you have an erva, then the co-wife of that erva, even though it's nothing to do with yibam, you're not allowed to marry. However, but if it's the mitzvah of Yibam, then maybe shtei mutaros. And in fact, both are permissible. So either both are permissible in the case of Yibam, the erva and the tzara, and in the case where it's not Yibam, then both the erva and the tzara are not permissible. Maybe that's what the din should be, and we should darshan olel in that way, opposite of what Rav had said. So Gemara says, if that were the case, Rav Kahana responds to Rav Ashi, im kain. Legalos erva, the chada hechimishkachasla. How would you ever have a situation where the erva is prohibited and the tzara is allowed? Because you just said either both are permitted or both are prohibited. When would you ever have the case that we brought down that legalos erva saw teaches us that the erva is usur and the tzara is permissible? And that's what Rav Kahana says. In Cain, legalos erva, the chada hechimishkachasla. When would you ever have it? Even b'makom mitzvah, as you just said, b'makom mitzvah, shtei mutaros, they're both permitted. And if it's not b'makom mitzvah, it's not in a situation of yibam. Yishalom b'makom mitzvah, shtei masuros. So it's either both permitted or both prohibited. Why would you have one, the erva prohibited, and the tzara, two, is permitted? You wouldn't have that, and therefore, your very nice try, trying to say olel is coming to be makel in this way, isn't correct. That finishes off, finally, Rava's third accepted teretz. Now the Gemara says, Gufa. Let's go back and discuss one of the Bryces that we brought down. We had said Rabbi Omer, we had the extra word or the extra hey in the word v'lokach, it wasn't v'lokach, it was v'lokacha, and when it wasn't v'yabeim, it was v'yibma. So Rebbe had said that we needed that less or tsoros v'arayis, which we said was tsoros of the arayis. Now, midei tsoros ksiva halcha, so the Gemara says, where in the word do you see ulukacha or v'yibma that it's talking about the tsoros, that Rebbe should come along to tell us that this is coming to be an isser of the tsoros? Midei tsoros ksiva halcha doesn't mention tsoros in this pasuk. Furthermore, the Yod, Tzoros, we learned out Tzoros, Militzror Dafka, when we had the Pasuk, V'isha Lachosa, Lo Sikach, Litzror, Legalos, Ervasa, Olea, Bichaya, it wasn't Olea, it was Litzror that taught us this din of the Tzoros. So the Gemara says, Litzror, no, we answer the second question, Litzror, the word Litzror was needed, Matik Le, Rebbe, Lecha Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shimon. Now what is this? So look at Dira Masla Rashi with Rebbe Shimon. So in the third parak on Daf Chav Ches, he's going to tell us the following scenario. Gimel Achim. You're going to have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Henesu and Shtei Achayos. And Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven married Rachel, Shimon married Leah. Alternatively, that wouldn't be so important for our case, but it didn't have to be two sisters. It could have been Oisha Ubito. Again, the critical thing is that those two women are Arayis, both of them. In any event, Umesu, Reuven and Shimon both die, and in the simple case, the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, now fall to Levi. Now, they're both sisters. Each one falls to him independently. The Naflu, Lefnei Ashlishi, they both fall to Levi. Hare Elu Cholzos Ulbisiabnos. In this situation, we require Chalitza, but we don't allow Yibam. Why is that? Because when Reuven died, so his wife Rachel fell in Yibam to Levi. And when Shimon died, his wife Leah fell in Yibam to Levi. Those are two separate deals, so to say. They're two separate Yibams. And the fact that they happen to be two sisters doesn't negate each of them falling in Yibam. But there's a problem here, because there's zikuka liyavam. The zika, this attachment, the zika have a kiktsas kiddushin. It's a little bit like a kiddushin. And therefore, the imiyabim, if Levi were to actually do yibam with both Rachel and Leah, chod binayu konosiv acho zikukoso. When he would do yibam, let's say with Rachel, he's doing yibam with a woman that is achos zikukoso. It's not achos ishto, but it's achos zikukoso. There is an attachment that he has with each of these women via falling in yibam to him. And therefore, zukoso heavy ki'ishto. Zukukoso, this woman that's fallen to him in yibam, so this is an attachment that should prevent a sister from marrying. Avo chalitzo boya. So midirabanon, we say don't do yibam. But that's why you need chalitza, because midaraisa, you're allowed to do yibam. And therefore, the lo olim, lemehevei ka'achos ishto, mamish, not a real achos ishto, this zakuka, the achos zukukoso, and therefore, on a daraisa level, you could do yibam. The rabbi said, don't. And therefore, midarabanan, we require no yibam, but you still have to do chalitza. And therefore, the Tanya b'Raisa, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shteim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says you're poter in both of them b'shteim min achalitza u'min ayibam. Certainly, you don't do yibam, and you don't even do chalitza. The olive taima militzror, and he says the word litzror comes to teach us this b'shas shinasu tzaros zulazu. They became at that point tzaros via falling in yibam. That Rachel and Leah both have a zika to Levi. And since this zika is strong enough to make you not even need chalitza, certainly not to do yibam. So that's what Rebbe needs the word litzror for, and that's why he doesn't have the word litzror to teach us the tzaros, and that's why Rebbe needs lekocha and yivma lesar tzaros v'arayas, or lesar tzaros shel arayas. Great, that was the second question. But tzara hachuk siv, the first question, how do you know that Lekocha and Yevama has anything to do with Tzaros? Okay, that's how he darshes it, but where does he get that drasha from? So he says, this is how he gets it. Im Kain, if it didn't say the word Lekocha and Yevama, le makra v'lokach, my v'lokach, u'lekocha, why did that extra hey get added? Kol hecha diko trei likuchin. It's implying that it's a situation where there is two possibilities, two co-wives fell to the Yavam, so he can take whichever one he wants. Niboy Nosef High, Niboy Nosef High. So when both of them are eligible, so Reuven had two wives. He had Rachel and Leah, not sisters to each other. Rachel and Leah are his wives. Nebuch Reuven dies, and two unrelated women, Rachel and Leah, his co-wives, fall in Yibam to Shimon. If Shimon wants to, there are no Erebus to him. He could do Yibam with Rachel. If he wants to, he can do Yibam with Leah. Diboy Nosif Hai, Diboy Nosif Hai. Do whatever he wants. Shaya, perfectly good. But the Elo, if one of them is not allowed to do Yibam with him, then Tarvayu Asirin, then both of them are forbidden. And that's what it means, Ula Kacha. You have to have been able to do both. Kolecha de Ika Trele Kuche. As long as it was possible to take both, then you could take whichever one you want. But if it's not possible to do both, one of them is awesome to him, so then both of them are forbidden. It's as if we're saying it has to be Lekacha, both of them, in order for you to go and take the Lekach, one of them. That's what you need Lekacha for. Now, V'yibma, why doesn't it have the hay at the end of Yibma instead of Yivayim? So, B'makum Yibam hu de'asir etzara. It's only in the setting of Yibam, like we pointed out before that Robert said, it's only in the setting of Yibam that the tzara is asur. But somewhat paradoxically, Shavol B'makum Yibam sharia tzara. The tzara then is perfectly permissible in that situation as well. Great! We've explained all of the words in these psukim. But the Rabbanan, the original opinion of the Rabbanan, not Rabba, that said, we learned out the word olah to teach us that the tzara is not allowed to go and be taken. So in this situation, ulekacha, hi ulekacha, my other leg. They don't have the same drush as Rabbi. So what do they need the word lekacha for? So Gemara says, Nibay lulukh with the Yosef Ruchanina. They need it for Rav Yosi Rechanina's drasha. What was that? The Rav Yosi Rechanina, the word ulekacha is melamed shemegarisha beget umaksira. There's two dinim over here. That normally you might have thought that if you took a woman in Yibam, so then if you're going to want to get rid of her, if you don't want to stay married to her, you give her chalitza and she goes out. So no. Number one, lekacha means it's a regular kuchen, it's a regular marriage when you take her in this way, and even though it started via Yibam, but now she's your full-fledged wife, and if you do decide to divorce her, it has to be through a get, and chalitza will not work. Never mind that chalitza is acceptable. Chalitza, if you do chalitza, won't work. You need a get. That's number one. And if you were to go and divorce her with a get, and then say, I made a mistake, and I want to take her back, umachzira. You might have thought, well, this was once Eishes Ach, and therefore it was only allowed the Makom Mitzvah. But now it's no longer Makom Mitzvah. The answer is no, umachzira. She did become your full-fledged wife, and we forget the prior history of being Eishes Ach. She's now your full-fledged wife, and as long as you're not a Kohen, and she didn't marry somebody else in between, the din of Machzir Grushasu is Heter Gomor. And therefore, the two dinim over here from Lekacha is Malami Shemagar Shabaget, that you use a get, not chalitza, once you married her, through Yibam, and if you wish to take her back, you're allowed to. There's no risk of Eishes Ach. That's point number one that we learn out from Lekacha, two dinim. And then, for the word v'yibma, that teaches me al-karcha, that a person does yibam even al-karcha, against her will. Now, the rabbis were never happy with this, and they said that you always do maimar. You don't just force yourself upon a woman. And this will be discussed a lot later in the Masechta. But in any event, the word v'yibma means even bal-karcha. Now, that's what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, would use these words for. Now, these are both very good points, the two dinim that we learned out from Lekacha and the din of Yibma al-Karcha. So, how does Rabbi learn them out? Rabbi, he needed them for the other reasons. He needed them to teach us that you have to have the possibility to do Likuchim with both of them, and that you have to have B'makum Yibam hu da'asirat sara, lo B'makum Yibam shayat sara. So, he needed these words for that. So, how does he learn out these dinim? So, Rabbi, to Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, where does he learn that out from? So he learns it out, mi le'isha nafka. It says that she is le'isha. Ulekacha lo le'isha. So he phrases, he focuses not on the phrase ulekacha, he focuses on lo le'isha. So therefore, that teaches us that she becomes his regular wife for both the dinim of Magar Shabaget and Mazira. Oh, so he doesn't need lekacha to teach us that. Al-karcha, he learns out the din of that even against her will. He doesn't learn it out from the Yibma, but he learns it out, Yivama, from the words, Mi Yivama, Yavo Oleha, Nafka. He learns it out from early in the Pasuk, where it said, Lo Siyeh Eishes Hamei Sechus Lizor, Yivama, Yavo Oleha. The Yivama shall go and take her, and that implies Bal Karcha. So that's how Rebbe would learn out these two dinim that Rav Yossi Bar Chanina learned out. And therefore, everybody's okay. Each of them learns the Pesukim as needed. Now, Gemara says, Rebbe still has one thing left. Rebbe learned that everything from Lekacha and Yibma. So Rebbe, Hay Olel, my Avilo, the famous word Olel, what does Rebbe use for that? So Miboy Leil Chedetan, he needs the following drasha, we learn the following brisa. Ein Chayavim Beis Din, El Al Bavish Shazdono Kareis, Vishigasu Chatos. Now what are we talking here about? Here we're talking about several dinim. One would be the Par Helim Dovishal Tzibor. If the entire Tzibor does a sin that would normally be a Isser of Kareis or of Chatos, so then if the entire Tzibor does it with the instruction of Beis Din, so this is called a Par Helim Dovishal Tzibor, and Ein Chayavim Beis Din to bring a Par Helim Dovishal Tzibor, El Al Dovish Shazdono Kareis, if the sin it was a type of a sin that if you did it intentionally, you'd get Kareis for, and if you did it by accident, Vishigasu Chatos. Ah, likewise, V'chein HaMashiach, this is talking about the Kohen HaMashuach, the Kohen Gadol, who, if he does a sin unintentionally, he thinks that this is the halacha, and we turn to Tesum and Aleph, he also has to bring the power of the Kohen Moshiach, and likewise, the law of Avodah Kochavim. If Beis Din were to go and rule, Rachmanu Litzlan, that Avodah Zarah was permitted in a certain way, and Klal Yisrael did it, instead of them each bringing their own private individual korbanos for doing Avodah Zarah, so the entire Tzibor brings the equivalent of Par Helim Dovishal Tzibor for Avodah Zarah. And this also, both of these dinim, all three of these dinim, Par Helim Dovishal Tzibor, the Kohen Moshiach, and the Avera of Avodah Zarah done on the Helim Tzibor, so El Adav Shechayavim Zal Zonu Kares, Vishigos Chatos. Now how do we know that all of these are only for such Yisurim? Well, it's not Nami, because we learned in the Mishnah in Horios, Kol Mitzvah Shebet Torah Shechayavim Zonu Kares, Vishigos Chatos. So the rule is as follows. If a person individually, or we'll see a Nasi, or the entire Tzibor, does a sin for which normally, if you did it intentionally, it would be a of Kares, unintentionally be a chayiv of Achatas, so Yachid may be Kizba Osira, so an individual who does this on his own. So then they bring what's called the regular Achatas, which is a female sheep or a female goat. A Nasi, if the Nasi does this, he doesn't bring a female animal, he brings maybe, sorry, he brings a goat, a male goat. And the Mashiach, the Kohen Mashiach, or the Beis Din, when they're doing a sin incorrectly, the Par Helim Dovishal Tzibor, or the Kohen Mashiach that makes a mistake, so then they bring a par. Not a Kizbo Sira, not a Sawyer, they bring a par. And finally, if the Tzibor Nebuch, following the instructions of Sanhedrin, does Avodas Kochavim by accident, so then an individual, if they were to do this, not with the instruction of the Beis Din, an individual does this, Yochid, or in Asi, or the Mashiach, everybody except the Tzibor, Nevi and Sira. There's a Sira that's brought, a she-goat that's brought. The Tzibor, Nevi and a par and a sawyer. In this situation where the Tzibor does have a desire based upon the Horah of the Beis Din, so they bring a par and a sawyer. Par liola, the par is an ola, and the sawyer is a chatas. Now, what does it have to do with anything? So, Minohani Mili, how do we know all of this? That's going to be what Rebbe needs the word Alel for. The Tana Rabbanon, because the Torah tells us in regards to the Par Helim Dovishal Tzibor, it says, you shall know that you did this sin that Klal Yisrael did. So Rebbe Omer, Nemar Kan Olea, it says over here, Olea. The Nemar in Yibum, Lahalon Olea, it says over there the word Olea as well. And just like over there, by the Achos Ishto, Ma'alahalim Dover, Shechayav Nazonu Kareis, Vyashigo Chatas, there we learned out that that's talking about a sin that is on the level of intentionally Kareis, unintentionally bring Chatas, so too, by all of the Chatos, Avkan, that which we said you have to bring a Korm Chatas, it has to be for a significant level Isser, Dover, Shechayav Nazonu Kareis, Vyashigo Chatas, it has to be for that level of sin, and we learned it out. Aleha, aleha. That's what Rebbe needs the word aleha for by Achos Ishto to teach us this Gzeira Shava, to teach us by the Chatos what appropriate level of sin is. It's the level of sin that Zidono Kares Shigoso Chatos. This has been some very difficult shiurim in terms of derivations. I hope it's been clear. It's Hashem. We'll pick up from this point tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.